Welcome back to White Court, where the Oil Barons fall here this evening. 4-1 to the White Court Wolverines, joined now on the post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, it seemed like the first couple of shifts you were taking it to the Wolverines, but then the tides kind of turned and White Court scores that goal, and a tough hockey game here tonight, and obviously your first loss in several weeks for the hockey club, but just your thoughts on your team's performance here tonight.
Thought it was brutal. We didn't compete. We didn't win races. We didn't win battles. We got pushed around all night. We were like that puny guy in the old cartoon where he just continually got sand kicked in his face. We didn't win. I don't think we won a race in our own zone. They continually walked on us. But to be quite honest, this is no different of an effort that we've gotten the last 3 weeks. The difference is when you're playing other teams, you sometimes get away with doing, taking shortcuts and taking too many chances. But a very, very disappointed effort, but it is what it is.
Tom, you were looking at this game as a real good measuring stick to kind of see where your team stacks up in the North Division. And
we gave up 41 shots. We had no scoring chances, barely, and we got pushed around. So this is where we are.
Where do you go from here?
To Drayton Valley. We play tomorrow.
Tom, as we look at this game, your penalty kill had been a very bright spot throughout the season, but White Court finds a way to score two power play goals on you. Just maybe what did you see on the penalty kill that allowed White Court to be successful?
Well, the first one was off the rush. We had a defenseman that stepped and didn't get body or puck. So, I mean, they did it off an odd man rush where they threw it high and lasered one top shelf. And on the second one was a cross ice pass where, the guy sort of fanned on it, but it still beat suit. So, I don't think specialty teams were really, the difference maker tonight. We just got pushed around. And, we had 9 odd man rushes today where we didn't get a shot on net. Not that we didn't score, we didn't get a shot on net. And, for whatever reason, I think you can draw a parallel between our odd man rushes and our power play. While, I'll give our power play credit, we moved the puck around actually quite well, had a couple great opportunities. But you can't win in this league when, your supposed best players are invisible, and a lot of our players were invisible tonight.
Tom, it was maybe one of the more physical games that we've seen this season, and you mentioned earlier that the North Division is a physical division. It's a tough one. Were you expecting that from White Court, and how does your team maybe do that team toughness that you've talked about a couple times already?
Well, there was no team toughness today. We got pushed around a lot. And so, yeah, you do need to play that type of style in order to be successful, and we haven't done it. So I guess what has to happen now is, we'll challenge our players to do it, and if they won't do it, then we don't have the proper personnel here.
Tom, a quick turnaround. You'll see Drayton Valley, another team that you haven't seen yet this season, for a pair of games. And you've mentioned before when you play those teams that looking at the standings may be below you, but if you play down to their level, they can be very dangerous clubs to play against. How do you try to rebound against Drayton Valley tomorrow?
If we can't rebound after a performance like this, we got a lot bigger issues. So that'll address itself tomorrow.
Okay, Tom, I appreciate you coming up, and best of luck tomorrow night in Drayton Valley.
Thank you.